Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Crawford closest to the bag. Here's a 1-2 and a shot into right center. A base hit for Bellinger. Justin Turner will score. Lux to third. Cody Bellinger delivers in the clutch. An RBI single. And the Dodgers have a 2-1 lead in the ninth inning.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Sound up. Brian Anderson. TNT or TBS?
TBS.
TBS.
But he calls the hoop games on TNT.
Turner Sports.
Too. Yep.
Turner. Okay. I'll do that. That's an umbrella that'll go over him. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station. It's all sponsored by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Goo, I'm going to get to Andrew from San Jose in a second. Apparently wants to come down Steiny's road. What do you think for? What have I done?
Because you're selling all this cheer, and you came down my road 3 days ago about if and when this team lost. I was the guy being Mr. Positive, and now all of a sudden we trading places.
But how things end matters, and how this series ended, and I'm not talking about necessarily the check swing. I'm talking about just the whole series and kind of how it ended in the bottom of the ninth. Top of the ninth, bottom of the ninth. Yes, it's disappointing, but I'm just telling you. I think there'll be a time in the future when Giants fans are smiling about this season. Might not be tomorrow, but it's got to come. 107 wins. It's a historic year. All right, Andrew, what do you got?
What's up, Steiny? What's up, Guru? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Steiny, 31 days in the month of October, 30 of them, I'm on your side. Today, I got to come down your road, man. I could not disagree more about the fact that one day we're going to look back on this season and be like, oh, it's all good.
Really?
Raiders fans are still mad about the Tuck rule. Yeah, I think so, man. I mean, I'm all about pragmatism. I respect the pragmatic approach. The thing is, sometimes that fanatic, like Guru likes to say, it comes out. And last night was one of those nights. I was at the yard, and just knowing that you were right there, you had a shot, and you couldn't do it because of that call. And I'm not saying it was the call.
Sure.
You're right. It was a whole accumulation of things. But Raiders fans still remember the Tuck rule. Niners fans, I don't know about you guys, but me, I still remember the Navarro Bowman strip sack game. That still hurts. I mean, 73-9 season, the one thing I remember about that is the LeBron block. It's not the scoring drought that they had the last 4 minutes. It's none of that. It's the LeBron block. So there's moments in sports that they sting, they hurt, they're painful, and some of them you just don't get over, and I think last night might have been one of those nights. I mean, I hope you're right, and one day I can look back on this year and be like, you know, 107 wins, ragtag bunch of dudes, Posey, Crawford doing their thing, but I don't know, man. It hurts so bad.
All right.
Wow. Those are feelings. He let it out, Steiny. You could do nothing but respect that.
I don't. Yeah.
For him to make the parallel of the
Tuck rule. But I'm telling Andrew.
These are different, though.
I'm telling Andrew, though, there will be a time. You know, I'm a big Bible guy. This too shall pass, Giants fans. This too shall pass.
See, that comes off as trolling. Yeah. When have you said a scripture on
It's a sacred
air?
Verse.
But since I've known you, when have you used Bible on me?
Dude.
You just, you know what I mean.
You know I went to Catholic high school, right?
I get that, but you've never
quoted
it again.
All over Deuteronomy and Leviticus.
But you never used it. You know what?
No,
you know
I only break it out for special occasions when I know people are hurting.
So when can they go to this?
I don't know.
Yeah,
probably after the postseason.
This hurts, man. And I ain't talking about the check. We said that all day. It ain't about the check swing. It's about Yaz 0 for 13. What are we doing with him? Man. Solano 0 for 9. Flores 1 for 13. Wade 1 for 10. I did some math. 2 for 45, the others. So next year, if you win 109, are you biting your nails like, that ain't going to translate to the postseason because there's going to be better pitching.
Well, even if you win 109, there's still going to be fingernail biting because it's the postseason. Like, did you expect the playoffs to be easy because the Giants won 107 games?
But where I'm going, my friend, is maybe now, as captivated as I was, your partner in this team hitting the long ball, maybe let's knock off 25 or 30 homers and get the average up. So now do I need to go look and do something to the recipe to get some guys in here that maybe can hit for average
because
we're overdoing the home run. When it's the biggest stage, you can't really say that's going to translate. Now that's thinking. Look at me.
I don't even know where to start there. I really don't. It's... The team won 107 games. They won 107 games. They had an approach. They had a chemistry. They had a focus team-wide of how to play to maximize their talent. They won 107 games. They happened to play one of the best teams in baseball who won 106 games. They played a five-game series that was so close, there was only a sliver between these two teams. It's like, I am not going to be like, can we get some guys in here at 3:30? Can we get some guys in here who hit nothing went wrong. Like, there's no reason they lost that game. They got beat by a pitching staff that was phenomenal. By Bellinger, who fought one off and drilled it between, you know, second base. By the way, how the hell did he know that ball was getting through as soon as he hit it when that wasn't a big hole there?
Right.
You know what I mean?
He hit
the ball, and he starts putting up his fist, and I'm like, how did he know that wasn't going to be fielded? Because they were over there. Anyway.
Just so high!
Anyway, all right. Let's go to... Who do you want to go to? Pick somebody out here.
Let's go to San Jose. John in San Jose.
All right. What's up, John?
I like when you do that.
Hey, Sonny. Hey, Gru.
Yep.
Who the hell is John?
And you guys could think I'm stupid for sharing this, and that's all good. I really thought I was going to cry last night. That's how bad I felt about this game last night. I had my wife ready with the remote control to turn off TV because I did not want to watch them celebrate. I told my wife, I don't care if they win the World Series. I just want them to beat the Dodgers tonight. And I know Giants fans are going to blame the umps and the blown calls, but the Giants bats were so cold and stale, like Gould was mentioning, and they just couldn't capitalize. And the Dodgers were able to do that. So, yeah, that's all I got. You're the best thing.
Appreciate it, John. I don't know how old John is, but I told you a couple times when I cried watching a sporting event. I cried
can't remember. Help
after
me out.
A Yankee win in 1978 when they beat
well, those
the Red
are tears
Sox
of joy. We're talking about despair, guts wrenching, like right. the Niners against the Ravens.
I don't
in the
think
Super
I
Bowl.
Cried, but I was emotionally distraught in 1987 when Magic hit the little baby.
Oh, home. All right. Well, there you go. So you know what they're feeling out here.
I remember buckling over. Remember, Magic hit the he hit it, and the Celtics actually had 2 seconds left.
Bird missed it.
It was like a 32 footer. Guys were hanging on okay. him, and he missed it by
it
about
it was like Curry's
one.
Miss against the Raptors. It
wasn't
in game
even, no.
six.
This was much closer. This ball, I mean, his hit front or back rim, and it was
no,
right there.
My whole thing was
Curry's the name.
Both of those guys are so great, I expect him to make it. Bird's going to hit that.
I remember buckling
you.
Over, being on my knees in the prone position.
Oh,
for,
man. I call
I
it
guess about a minute or two.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know what it is then. You've been there.
That's what I'm saying.
But
I'm
nobody's walking around here like, oh, it wasn't great either. We won 107. Hey.
They will.
When?
They will. I don't know.
And now they're going to do – I didn't like Willard saying he's not watching. You got to watch.
You don't have
That's
to watch.
That's the part of the pain.
No, you don't. You don't have
you
to
just
watch.
You just – I don't like
let
that.
Let me ask you this, and we'll get back to your calls momentarily. I do think there's something – unsatisfying about the way it ended. Now, I don't think they would have won that game anyway, but I can see how if I'm a Giants fan, it's like I'd rather see Flores strike out
no doubt
than the way it went down. And so that part is that's going to be a little tough pill to swallow, especially since they won a lot of games with their last at bat. So that part does stink. They're never really going to get a kind of closure, if you will.
I like that.
Clayton in Union City. What's up? How's the Union doing, man? Chaplains.
The Union is bright and blue today. It's a beautiful day. But, you know, I got to say, last night after the game, just how it ended, like you said, I was a little gutted that umpire. I felt like he made himself more important than he was. But I also think, yeah, you know, it's going to be a tough game. But I got to look at the positive side, you know, give it a positive swing. The Giants came out of nowhere with that season. I did not expect them to be any, you know, not even watchable baseball this year. But they ended up turning around to be quite a watchable team. I enjoyed every second of it. I hated that they lost to the Dodgers. But, I mean, that even if they had Clayton Kershaw on there, like, that pitching staff is absolutely loaded. So I think just being able to battle them to 5 games, that's probably the most enjoyable baseball I've ever watched, personally. But I was gutted last night. I was upset that they lost. But I didn't think they were going to pull that out with Flores that anyway, because he was ice cold against Scherzer. He was 0-18.
Right.
But overall, I'd say great season. And, I mean, I look forward to seeing that. This regime obviously knows what they're doing. So I'm excited
right.
to see what they got for me for next year.
Thanks. Thanks, Clayton. And that's an important point. Like, if this were, and I get it, 107 is a once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
But Farhan Zaidi is a really good GM. I mean, is there any doubt that this guy can find talent? Is there any doubt? No. So why shouldn't they be pretty good next year?
Oh, in okay. And
why shouldn't they be knocking on? Why shouldn't they make the playoffs again next year?
Okay. They were home run heavy. You'll give me that?
Yeah.
It was feast or famine.
They led the league.
So with what I just said, would you take away 30 home runs to get to be a team that has the attribute of being able to get that clutch hit that's not a homer?
See, I'm not buying that.
But I think a guy like Farhan is thinking that way, Stine.
How many clutch hits did they get throughout the year?
A billion.
Exactly.
But how many did they get in the post? Let me help you. 3 for 25.
But you can't, like.
Most of the clutch hits were homers. Will you admit that? And we saw it was kind of like pulling teeth the last month of the season. As great as they were, Stine, putting not a home run, hitting the ball, getting that hit with runners in scoring position was their Achilles heel. We'll call it a pimple. But it became a boil in the postseason. So now I'm thinking if I'm Farhan, yeah, it's great we homer in a regular season and get 107. But Stani, I want another Styles make fights. I'm looking into, and nothing drastic is going to happen, but they need to get better at putting the ball in play. That's truth. And if you tell me there's nothing
to see here.
That's
not the way the league is right now. Everybody wants strikeouts and homers.
Dodgers can do both. Dodgers can do both.
Well, and the Dodgers are a one-of-a-kind team.
What about the Astros? They can do both.
All right.
What about the Red Sox? They can do both.
Can they really? Now, if the Red Sox lose to the Astros, what are we going to say?
They lost.
I'm just saying, like...
Right, you always want to improve yourself, no matter how good you... Jordan goes to the gym and says, you know what, I'm going to work on this. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying drastic, but meet me halfway. Like, ooh, they might need to get a little faster, just in case the long ball is not there.
I don't want to give you that right now, and I don't know why.
I like it. I've
because
been
I just
lab.
Think, like, you can't just write off they won 107 games, they played the Dodgers nip and tuck, and then be like, they need more average guys, or hit for average guys. They need more speed. It's like, not every team gets, you know what, let me guess. They need three Cy Young Award winners, too.
Right,
I mean, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Antonio's in Oakland. What's up, Antonio?
Yeah, the Dodgers, man. The talent differential is just like so much better than the Giants. And I know it was a close series, but it came down to who? Mookie Betts, three hits, and he had three. He's the only one who can figure out Webb,
right?
Because Webb only gave up four hits. That's three out of four right there. So they had the best record, and they lost. So like Steiny says, choke artist.
Antonio, come on, man. I'd never say that.
Yeah, that.
Choke artist. That was a drop. Somebody's got a question for you.
I don't like it. I just hope you miss it.
Schleprock.
Let's see what he's got.
Let's get Schleprock in here. He's got a question for Goo. That always is a little unsettling for one of us. Hey, Schleprock.
What's up, you guys? And I'm glad I got a chuckle out of you, Guru. Here's the thing. Yesterday, they were one game away from advancing, you know, to playing Atlanta.
Gotcha.
We were all pumped up, and, you know, the Giants this, the Giants that, you know, whoopie whoop. Now, here we are, 12 hours later, they lost. Now, my man Guru's got him out back, and he's urinating on him. Now, what happens if they would have won? You know, would you be saying all of the things that you're saying now about the team? No.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Right, Schleprock, but I'm not doing that out back on them. I kind of, and maybe I should save this, I actually thought they were good and had the antidote to go all the way and win it if they would have won yesterday. My thing moving forward is, now that you kind of see you can't bank on the home run in the postseason, not that you can't hit them, but you can't really bank on that, what else do you got in your tool belt? And that's why I'm just saying they might need to get some more speed. That doesn't mean a whole Joan Rivers facelift, but it means maybe get some guys in here that can hit spray the ball, and maybe it's just not about power. I think that's, you know, there's nothing crazy about that assessment.
Schleprock?
He slept.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to answer for Schleprock. Huh. And this is what I have a problem with. They just played a five-game series. Five games. The guys who played every day only had 20 at-bats. I'm not willing to say they can't hit home runs in the postseason.
Right, okay. And I hope – and Stani, obviously, I'm not saying that, but you can't bank up. What are you if you don't get the long ball? Let me look. 0-for-5 yesterday in an elimination game and 3-for-25 against top-tier pitching. Now, for the people out there, just because you face a stud don't mean you can't hit them. So if you want to be on that side of the street, I get it. Hey, it's postseason. Are we not expected to get a hit?
Okay, so now I want you to take it a step further.
All right.
Because this is what you do about any other team. Like, why wouldn't you just say these Giants players can't get it done in the postseason?
You got three that one didn't play that have gotten it done.
No, I'm talking about, like, are you willing to say Lamont Wade cannot play in the postseason?
Not at all, but I'm willing to say the others, because he's in this group, not just him. I won't go Kyle Shanahan and single out one specific player. I'm putting them all together to where maybe Farhan is saying, you know what? That might be, you know, those might be the group of guys that when it's go time and it's more difficult, that they're not going to be hitting the home runs left and right. That's all.
Well, then there's only one solution to that.
Okay.
It's get a star. Get stars.
And that's all I'm at. Like Starlin Marte. Would he spend the money on that? Him and Brian in the same outfield? Or does that go against Farhan's,
I can go Sanford and Son and
rejuvenate any and everybody?
Well, that's the other thing that I got to bring up is it's easy to criticize the Dodgers. The payroll.
Because people are saying that.
The Giants have a big payroll, and the Giants can spend more money if they want.
Yeah.
The ballpark's still selling out. Like, the Giants could play that game if they wanted. I don't know if they want to. The other thing is, maybe it's changed now with the ballpark because the ballpark's playing differently, but I'm convinced they couldn't get a slugger in here up until this past year because of the stadium. That was a big reason, and that's a pitcher's park. So maybe there is something to not being able to get a superstar. I think there was. I think we'll find out if that's going to be the case moving forward. Let's go to Miguelito. Miguelito's in San Francisco. What's going on?
Hi, Steinmetz. Hello, Guru.
Hey,
man.
I just want to I was listening to the game on the radio, and that was a very anticlimactic finish, especially on the radio. But also, after the game, I heard that, I don't know if it was Kruko or John Miller saying that they were throwing beer on the umpires. And I just want to know if you have any follow-up stories to that, or if the umpires had to run out of there like the Beatles in Help.
I hadn't seen or heard that, Steiny.
Yeah, I'm sure there were
people. Much as you're on Twitter, and the guys in the back, you think we would know.
You mean how much I'm on Twitter? What are you
talking about? You're on it a lot. And there's nothing wrong with you. Yeah, he came up. I have.
You're on Twitter more than me.
No,
internet crap. Yeah,
boy, I watch it.
Who tweets more, you or me?
I'll say you.
Oh, okay.
I tweet more. Funny stuff. You know, like I'm on the couch talking to myself and I'll send something. Oh, those uniforms are great.
Does that count as not being on Twitter? DTs.
It does. But my point is we all would have heard something if they were throwing the stuff on the beer. Not that it didn't happen, throwing beer on the umps.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sure they did get beer thrown on them.
No, I don't like that.
Well, I don't like it either, but I'll tell you what I really don't like is you saying that I'm on Twitter.
No, you got some stuff out there.
I don't like any of it, to be honest with you.
All right, let's see. We're looking at totals. Matt Steinmetz has tweeted 12,000 more times than Guru.
No chance.
12K.
No
not
way.
Five, not six, not seven.
No way. Hold
33.9K. To 21.7K.
That's not right.
That's all I've been saying. That's not right. Thank you, E.
How long have you been on Twitter?
As long as the inception of it.
You joined in May 2009. Guru joined in April of 2010.
Snotty, you're on there. It's all good, man. It's not derogatory.
Hold on a second. There's no way that's right.
Dude, you'll get after it, too. You'll have back-to-back backs when you get going. I'm like, Snotty! Yeah.
How much we got here, Spadone? Because I got to do some research on this. Maybe I got to shut it down a little bit on Twitter.
No, it's not. It ain't overbearing. It ain't to that point. You ain't Kyle Madsen.
All right.
Yeah, you're good. And then when you get, you know, I'm like, my boy. Yeah, yours are like short stories. You know, you have a Warrior take about 11 at night, 10:45, throw it out there, and a lot of people that come and respond. Good stuff.
I'm a man of nuance. Oh, boy. All right. 888-957-9570. I got some open lines if you want to jump in and talk about that ball game yesterday or any part of the Giants season. Comes to a disappointing end, but, man, 107 wins. Still a hell of a year. Hey, we're giving 5 lucky fans 2 pairs of tickets to the Dubs home opener presented by Chase, and that's on Thursday, October 21st. At 7 p.m. versus the Los Angeles Clippers. Here's what you do. All you got to do is tune in to 95.7 The Game for your chance to win. We'll be right back with more of your calls on 95.7.
What did I do wrong?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I figured out that Twitter thing. I'm right, basically.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's based on, it's not so much the number of tweets, it's the ratio of tweets to followers.
I remember you and Dibs
had this. That's the important one. And what I try to do, because when
you
have,
were in the lab when you
have
break.
When you have a lot of followers,
you do.
Then you do have more of a responsibility to communicate to them and with them. And so I basically have a one-to-one tweet to follower ratio.
What goes into that?
Well, I got, 33,000
okay.
Tweets yeah. and about 31,000 followers.
All right, and how about myself?
See, that's the issue. You only have
12.
They're
going down. Yeah,
you have 12,000, but you've tweeted almost twice as much as that. So you've got a 2-to-1 ratio of tweets to followers, and mine's 1-to-1. So
I don't know if the guys in the back are buying that, but yeah, somebody get a buzzer back there.
Yeah. Hey, 707. You're the Carmelo of Twitter, volume shooter. Not bad. Not bad.
Kobe.
All right. What did I do yesterday that was so clever? Oh, Colby. You liked that, didn't you? By the way, Warriors, Portland tonight from the Chase Center.
It's here at home.
Opener Tuesday at the Lakers, then their home openers next Thursday against the Clippers.
It is go time, Steiny.
You don't have to turn that mic on, Spadoni. Yeah. I got it all right.
Look at you.
And I got it right here on the top of my head.
I was going to say, is it officially Warriors season now?
No.
Not yet.
Monday.
Okay, Monday.
Yeah, we got to get Hollinger on. Because the 39 you know,
we can
is
get
whack.
A bunch of people on because there's a few people that are predicting the Warriors to only win 39
well,
games.
How many did they predict the Giants to win? See, that's the there essence of sports.
See, that's the positivity that I'm looking for.
That ain't
today.
Helping nobody today. Giant fans.
let's go to Tony. Tony's in the Mission. Hey, Tony.
What's up, my guys? How you doing?
How are you doing, man? Uh-oh. Tony, got to call back.
Yeah.
Got to call back, Tony. I'll put you at the top of the queue, but
you won't do it. They will do it. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. 888-957-9570 is a number. Obviously talking Giants baseball. Just a wonderful season. Comes to an end last night. And we're trying to take some inventory on where everybody's
at.
What
did you make of Gabe? I loved his presser, man. I was just like, he was bleeding, he was hurt, but he was the same. He was Gabe, Steiny.
Yeah, he was.
I caught a lot of heat for, you loving Gabe. But I appreciated him.
He said everything right on the checks about the check swing. Yeah. You know, he said, tough way to end a ball game. And it was. It was a brutal way to end a game. Let's go to Roulet. Roulet's in San Leandro. Hey, Roulet.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey. Hey, yeah, this is Roy from San Leandro.
Oh, hey, Roy.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, look, I wanted to tell you guys, I've played in the minor leagues before, you know, and what Guru said is true, that, you know, the Giants do need somebody that could hit for average. I agree with that. But you see, going forward, you know, the Giants need maybe one or two more arms. And give you an example of what Guru talking about. That guy named Cruz, just because Tampa went out and got him from Minnesota, you know, he hit
Nelson.
Home runs and do all of that. But at the same time, though, did Tampa win? No. That's a good example of what he's talking about, Steiny.
Yeah. I hear you.
And it's not why they lost. But
Nelson Cruz is a Hall of Famer.
No, there's
the
no
way.
Doubt. Yeah, he's still. But, Steiny, you always look at yourself.
I have never used steroids, period.
You don't know.
Now that's foul.
That is.
Right. Oh, he did. He got popped and got suspended multiple times.
No.
Is he
right?
Is that but, fact? Now he can use it.
But he,
wow,
No.
Snotty, wow.
You know what? He only has used
no
twice, and they caught him both times. But
that's you.
He's had like a 15-year career, and I think 13 and a half of those years
he's getting the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, he was. I don't know why I love Nelson
Roy
Cruz.
Played in the minors. Agree with me.
Basically, Roy said, I agree with Guru because minor leaguers can't hit. And I was one of them. Yeah, I'm messing, Roy. I'll bet Roy hit about 311. 311 for
Giants need more of
the
that.
Rochester 280s. Royals.
Give me some guys that can hit it like 282. Give me some Luxes. Gavin. If he hit it, Steiny, he hit that ball. And he would have had a homer if it was no win. If you're McGee, what are you feeling today that you got bypassed and it didn't work out? Let's be honest, man.
I don't know.
If I was him, I think I'd fit. Not mad at Duvall or anybody. I would be mad that my number wasn't called and we went away from, you know, from the rank because you got caught up in.
Here's one thing I've noticed.
You know what I mean? Let's keep it real, man.
Here's one thing I've noticed. You know, people say I'm negative. And yet on a day like today, I'm trying to be pie. And you're like, you're still looking for somebody to pop.
This is the autopsy.
You're looking for somebody to pop and somebody to blame it on. Sometimes there's nothing there. Sometimes there's no one to blame it on. Sometimes you just get beat.
Now, I give you that could be a shirt.
Yeah.
But if you're Jake McGee, are you feeling like something was different? There's a rat on the table. You got caught up in this youngster, and look what happened. And it could have happened 2 games ago. That's the rat on the table.
Well, and you know what? Let's take Nick in San Jose because he wants to talk about Duvall.
Yeah.
And Kapler messed up with Duvall. What's up, Nick?
Hello? You guys can hear me?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. One of the things I want to talk about is I don't.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, I've played baseball. I would not take a guy who's had problems with control in the past, and I wouldn't throw him out there for an inning. And probably the biggest game he's pitched, and I wouldn't throw him out there for an inning then have him sit down and then have him go back into the ninth. That just doesn't sound right to me.
Mm.
Thanks for the call.
That's valid, though. I mean, again, it's Monday morning quarterback, but
there was okay. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I would say 98% of Giants fans would have wanted Duvall in that situation over anybody else. The dude didn't give up a run the last month of the season.
Was he ready? I'm just again. Does that make you think that he was ready for this stage?
He also didn't walk anyone. He walked three guys in the month of September.
I mean,
pressure makes pipe bursts, though. I'm just telling people these guys aren't robots.
But McGee would have gotten it done.
I don't know, but he's more battle tested than this young kid who's had control issues.
God, this is frustrating to me. It really is.
It's
seriously.
The day you do it and then you move on. You want closure.
There's nobody that was saying Duvall should not have been in that game last night. Come on.
We just talked to one. And now I'm bringing it up because I'm keeping it real. I'm not saying Kapler, it was one of, when he hit Turner.
Tell this to the morning show. Tell it to Shasky and Bonte Hill, who have been saying for 7 weeks that Duvall is unbelievable. He's the next Lee Smith.
Okay, yeah.
And
but that's Lee Smith. I just pictured a Jerry Curl in a Cub uniform. But Steiny, that's not real life. Kapler got caught up in it. It's not why they
caught
lost.
Caught up in what?
That this kid's Pedro Martinez, and he's not yet. He's young.
He was their best available pitcher
for 1 month
in that
of
situation.
The season. And then you're going to run him out there, and look what happened.
I can't believe you're doing this.
Right.
I cannot believe you're doing this with Duvall.
Give me this. And I'm not saying it was it was blatant. Do you think now maybe they thought of, man, if we'd have went to McGee.
No!
All right.
No, because they didn't. They knew they weren't going to McGee before the game if they got into this situation.
Stars are not made in 1 month. That's all.
Who the hell is McGee?
Your closer?
No, he wasn't. He couldn't hold the job.
And how did that play out?
No, man, come on. Yeah. You know what, Giant fans? You got to help me here.
No,
you got to help me here.
I love my boy B. He was putting him in the Hall of Fame. He's a star. How did that play out when you ran him out there with high intensity?
What you're doing
for two innings.
What you're doing, he threw one pitch in the eighth inning.
How are you swinging at the first pitch, Turner?
I can't believe you're doing this.
No, these are questions you ask. I'm not blaming.
Pappas. Yeah. Pappas is in Austin, Texas. What's up, Pappas? Hey.
What up, fellas? How's my guys doing?
Hey, there it is. Guru's Monday morning quarterback Pap.
Wow.
I can hear that. I can tell. But it's a good old Guru, so sometimes we let it slide. But I do got to say, Gu, you say that pressure makes pipes burst. What else do they make? What else does pressure make?
Diamonds.
That's right. And if he didn't give that up, you would be completely the other way, saying, we have a diamond in Duvall and this and that.
Yeah.
So
yeah. You still do.
Presented itself.
Okay.
The game before, he said the whole, I'm ready, Poppy. It got everyone jacked up. I mean, and you want to go back to McGee when that all is playing in a series? I you know I love you, man.
And I love you, too. Listen, real quick,
we'll
before you hang up, let me just talk to him, Stoddy. We've been here almost 2 hours, and I just played this card. And the card was just a question. I know it's just a question. And let's go back to the Gavin Lux meme. He actually, technically, we've all established, he hit that ball off DeVault. That was a homer. So did we get caught up in, the wind knocked it down?
Guru.
Was that a warning?
Guru,
check
that was
engine
a,
light.
Guru.
Check
you're
engine.
Gonna, you're going to check. You're going to. Thanks, Pap. Hey, we'll see you at we'll see you over Thanksgiving, buddy. You're gonna bring. I mean, you're gonna bring up
Thanksgiving.
He's coming back. By the way, that was our old board op.
Pappas.
Yeah,
you didn't know that. Tell me when we're talking.
I said Pappas from Austin.
There's only one Pappas. We talk all the. You gotta. I didn't know, but anyway, I missed a moment with my dude.
Yeah. Anyways, coming back in around Thanksgiving weekend,
and I'm going. I was going to see the. Raider. Anyway, go ahead, man.
Okay. I forget what I was going to say.
I said,
oh, Right.
Don't you, act you, like I came in this? Here saying this is how why they this, lost. Though? Come on,
Guru's
guys.
Guru's saying he gave up that long fly to Lux. What you failed to mention is he got a two-inning save. Duvall got a save, a two-inning save during that game. Let's go to Tony. Hey, Tony's back. What's up, Tony? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, my guys? I'm back.
There
man.
You go.
I'm back on a clear line. I just wanted to give a shout-out to all the fans that was at the park last night because they straight brought the ruckus. Every two strikes, no matter how many outs, batters counts. I mean, I haven't stood up and seen everybody else in the stadium stand up a whole game until that game five, man. It was live. And it was, you know, impressive, man. And let me let you know, they felt it, man. They felt it. You know what I'm saying? And that was feeding into our diamond in the rough, Webb. Mm. Now we know we have an ace. Logan Webb, man, that kid pitched his heart out. But the only thing is we only had one ace in the series, really.
Right.
You know, and that kind of took us for a turn. You know, kind of hurt us later. You know, Dodgers had Scherzer. They could call him Bueller. Mm. But, you know, it was basically Webb. But he just ain't no Mad Bum, but he's up and coming, and I love
him. No doubt.
And the reason why we lost this series is because we couldn't get the one hit. Mm. We had so many rallies started, first and second innings, but we just couldn't get the hit, the single. Like Guru says, the average. And we got guys on our team that can do that. You know, Posey. But I think the real reason why we lost, I mean, I hate to say, you know, we're injured and that, but Belt, man.
Right.
Not having Belt, another everyday starter, because like you said, Goo.
That's true.
Only the everyday starters had only like 20 at bat.
Thanks, Tony.
He was going.
Yeah, Belt, they could have used Belt, obviously. Man. And the Dodgers probably could have used
Muncy.
Yeah, but
forget that. Forget the Dodgers and Muncy. This
why?
Team could have used Belt. This lineup, things change.
Belt was hurt a lot during the season, too. And they won in his absence a lot of times. I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you right now. I cannot believe you're questioning Duvall when everybody knew he was gonna be the closer in the postseason.
I'm not questioning the young kid.
What do you do?
You think you could have been tired?
He's 20.
No, 24. It ain't about age, it's arms. That was odd. And
what was
I do
odd?
Think about when he hit
what?
Turner.
Whoa, what was odd?
When he hit Turner. And then the fact that Posey didn't call the 102. Did he have it? Like, you know what I'm saying? We don't know. I didn't come in here at 12 and say this is the – but this is what you do on days like this. You have your exit meetings. And if I'm McGee, I'm like, Coach, Skip, when did I lose it? When did you lose what? The job.
Remember, I told you about a week before the postseason. Remember, I said you weren't very good the last month of the season.
And
Duvall's got a live arm. Renee's in Phoenix. What's up, Renee?
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
talk to us. You guys on Odyssey, man. Shout
Sweet.
Out to Odyssey for keeping me tuned in.
Cut that, Spino. Thank you.
Quick comment, man. What do you guys think about Cueto being left off the roster? Because this Gofani, I think he shot us in the foot that one game. And then also, who can we pick up in this offseason? I heard you guys talking about Marte. But, man, when we had a big bat in the lineup, I think the last one we had was Barry Bonds, man. I'll take the answer off the air. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Well, Chris Bryant, go
ahead. Yeah, that's what
Chris
I was going to say.
Chris Bryant's a former MVP, so he fits the mold and build of all that. And you guys were talking about Marte. And, Steiner, you're right. They got cash. Farhan could go spin. But now that the Dodgers are in your division, basically they're in your way, and I'm not saying they're cutting corners. I think you could go spin now, and it would be spending wisely because you do want to be that threat. And I got to say this. What happened to Gausman and DeSclafani? They were ahead of Webb for much of this season. You know,
so Gausman should have started.
No, not at all.
And he probably would have gotten him seven.
My
shutout.
Point is, you would have had. I thought they had three aces early on. It seemed like they had three before Webb. You know what I mean? He was Gausman, DeSclafani.
Well, Gausman wasn't the same the second half.
Yeah, and that's and I get that. Well, no blame, but it's like, damn, I thought they had three arms.
As for Cueto and DeSclafani, I can only tell
guy,
you,
right?
I can only tell you what Kapler said was that spot he needed a pitcher who could go a fair amount of innings. Mm. And he didn't think Cueto was, quote-unquote, stretched out enough after his injury. Like, Cueto couldn't have gone and given him four innings, he didn't think. So
makes sense.
But
Webb needs help, that's all. You think Gosman comes back?
It's a good question. 888-957-9570. All right, you know what? Let's open up the second-guessing can of worms. Is there anything in last night's game that you thought was bungled? Because I don't think there was anything bungled all series, really.
And I don't think bringing up the question is me saying it was bungled. It's just a thought.
Right, but
there was a bullet left in Kepler's chain.
You realize Duvall was on 2 days rest too.
How'd so that Duvall work out? And he had to get sick.
But see, this is what you're doing. This is not just bringing up the question. You're doing more than that. How did that work out? Like, he made the wrong decision. Sometimes you make decisions and they don't work. It doesn't mean it's the wrong decision.
I lived my life. I know what you mean.
G Money, San Jose. What's going on, G Money?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
I love you, Guru, but I love you, man. But look, man, Duvall over McGee any day of the dang week. Come on. You see what he did last game? He is unreliable. He came in for one inning, gave up two earned runs. Yeah. He can't have that. Look at these pitchers outside of the D. Scalfani game. Even Gosman, these pitchers pitched well enough to win this game. You cannot win games if you can't hit the ball. The problem is we had LaStella rolling, we had Posey at certain times, and we had Bryan killing stuff. But when you get to the bottom half of our lineup, you got rally killers like Yaz and Longo, and they keep going to them the whole series. Those guys are good for a pop out or a strikeout, and that's been happening. And so, you know what? We need to do something about that. I don't know why they didn't give Estrada a chance. He was looking good all season. His confidence was up. Mm. He has a good glove. He played well in the field. You know, Farhan is going to have a lot of decisions to make. We're on the hook for Longo for 2 years, $39 million. That's an ugly contract. I don't like it. We need to lock Bryan up for sure. He fits well with our team. Hopefully, Marco Luciano and Helio Ramos will be ready. I think there might be maybe one year out, you know. Luciano looks good. He's the fifth out of all the prospects in the MLB. But, you know, LaGuardia and Yaz, you know, they really hurt us really bad.
Yeah, they did.
We won three World Series by playing small ball. Sometimes you got to throw the Excel spreadsheet to the side and actually play, you know what I mean, like a bogus game with steals.
I got you, G-Money. I got you. Kepler did more of that this year, doing the gut thing, managing by the gut thing.
Yeah, because I don't have him as the, they just hand it to him. He goes with the feel, too, just like you said, the gut.
888-957-9570 is the number. Giants, they get beat last night, 2-1 by the Dodgers. Dodgers now advance. I'll tell you what's a joke, that Atlanta has the home field.
Just
it's a joke.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's a joke.
So now also, you're ready to get...
It doesn't make sense either. Sorry, not to cut you off. Not to cut you off. But if the Dodgers make the World Series, then they have home field advantage over the division winner Astros, like if they made it. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
Just reseed.
Fix yourself, MLB. And you know what? I got to say it for the last time. Because Monday, it's hoops and Niners. It's always Giants. Imagine if there were two more games in this series. Tell me you didn't think about that coming in.
Okay, the Giants would have lost in seven.
You don't.
Then they would have lost in nine.
No, it would have been more theater.
Well, yeah, but the movie would have been the same. The ending would have been the same.
There would have been more action. And we don't know if the ending would have been the same.
Of course we don't. Because it's a hypothetical that doesn't need to be spoken about. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean,
this series was stained and can never be one of the greatest series baseball history because it was limited to only five games.
That's incorrect.
And it's a stupid reason.
No.
It is.
More is not always better. More is not always better. In fact, the sense of urgency, I don't know if you can create that in a seven-game series like you can in a five-game series. It's a great series. Just a great series.
And it should have been prolonged. It would be 3-2 now. We'd be talking about game
over.
Six.
Sorry. But
You're not a baseball historian. You don't care.
You want to.
Like game five.
You want to have a little trivia? You want to have a little baseball trivia?
I didn't say that.
Exactly.
That's right. Well, let's go.
Don't come down my road on baseball history.
Don't. No, I'm not saying.
Cry babies. Oh, 107 wins. Don't get me. Like, I'm not doing that unless you start doing the crap that you look like you're starting to pull right now.
I'm just keeping it real. I didn't say they lost because of McGee. It's a thought.
How about this? 203. Shorter series benefited the Giants.
How do you know that?
Because they didn't have as much pitching as the Dodgers. The Giants really only had two starters by the end of the year.
Gosman could have won. If game six, Gosman would have been ready to go.
Okay. All right. Just say it. They choked. That's what you want to say, right?
No, it's not. I'm not going to say.
Well, what do you mean? They didn't hit with runners in scoring position.
They got dealt a bad hand.
Kapler picked the wrong guy.
By playing the team they had no business playing, winning 107 games. That's stupid. And you hurt your own sport by being in an anticlimactic because you're playing. They should be playing now.
Okay, they should be playing now.
And it should be seven games. It's nothing. I'm not the only one, Steiny.
No, but you're the only one crying about it now. You cry about it before the series. Come on, Goo.
But Giants
fans
are more.
Giants fans
over.
Are stronger than that. Like Giants fans, they don't go there. They don't go there with only a seven game series.
But you don't think about that.
No, they don't, because it's a five game series until it's not.
This will be the last of it.
We'll see.
It'll be fixed.
I actually like shorter series. To tell you the truth, in basketball too, I love the five game series in the NBA.
Why?
Because there's more of a sense of urgency.
But then
seven game series, you lose the first game, everyone's like, nobody cares. You know, all kinds of time. The Dodgers, they could easily lose game one to the Braves. Is it going to matter? Probably not. All right, what am I doing here? 888-957-9570 is the number. Jump in, join the conversation. Giants lose a heartbreaker last night. Hey, not sure if you have COVID. Fever is the leading sign, so be vigilant and use the only thermometer with proven accuracy in more than 100 clinical studies, the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Stay safe and learn more at Exergen.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.